Headlines this morning about a new study that says drinking diet soda could be dangerous to your health. The study links diet soda to a 61% higher risk of heart attacks and strokes for people that drink it daily. Dr. Richard Besser is here and get a little bit of a reality check, because this is concerning for a lot of people. Should it be?
Well, you know, Robin, when I see a bad study out there, I usually say, let's not talk about it. But when it captures headlines, it's worth doing a reality check. And I have to say, this is one of the worst studies I've seen capturing headlines in a long time. It's bad because of the science, but it's also bad because of the behavior that it can induce and the fear that people have. Mm-hmm. I don't think people should change behavior based on this study.
But this was presented at a major conference. You're talking about the American Heart Association and the Stroke Association. So when that is associated with that, you...
That's right. Well, let me tell you what they did here. They followed 2,500 people over a long period of time. But there were only 8% of them, a couple hundred people, who drank diet sodas every day. They asked about diet soda intake at the beginning of the study, mm-hmm. and then followed them for a decade and assumed that their behavior, the amount of soda they drank, didn't change. They didn't look at how much salt they took in. They didn't look at what other foods they ate. Those things we know are associated with stroke and heart attack. They didn't even look at obesity over time. Mm. And so to conclude from this that it's all from the diet soda just makes no sense whatsoever. So, now, at a meeting, you know, national meetings are different than what's published in a journal. A meeting is a place for scientists to talk about things, to talk about studies that are in the works. But what I'm finding over time is that there tends to be a desire to capture those headlines. So you see sensational things like this, you know, that just go wild coming out of a meeting.
Well, it certainly did capture our attention and really did grab headlines. So give us the bottom line when it comes to our consumption of diet soda. Because, you know, so many people this morning, as we've been saying, instead of that cup of coffee, they're having a diet soda.
They are. Well, you know, first off, I'm not a big soda fan. Regular soda is worse. We know it's linked to obesity. Diet soda is better than that because it doesn't give those calories. But if you're drinking a lot of diet soda, it's so sweet, you're going to crave that kind of sweet and develop, you know, a love for those sweets. You know, the subtle sweetness of a carrot or tomato really won't stand up to that really intense sweetness of a diet soda. So I think if you're going to do it, you know, one a week, that's not a big deal. But it's not...
One a week?
Well, okay, maybe a little more than one a week. But you don't want to be having five or six in a day.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, try and move towards those unsweetened beverages. The plain water, carbonated water, unsweetened tea. You can add some lemon, some lime, mm-hmm. jazz it up. I'd love to hear from people what their favorite unsweetened beverages are.
And is there any difference? And George was asking about this because I didn't know there was a diet ginger ale.
Yeah,
I'm going to try it. But if it's a cola, un-cola, if it's a diet drink, is it all the same?
Well, what you may find a difference with some of those is whether or not they've got a lot of caffeine. And, you know, the big caffeine jolt that you'll get from a lot of diet sodas, you won't get that with the diet ginger ale. So that's a benefit there.
Okay, Rich, thanks. I like your ideas. People should kind of weigh in and let us know if they have a substitute for a diet soda that works.
Send it to me on Twitter at Dr. Richard Besser.
Oh, there he goes again. He's always
I have to get that in.
More followers. All right, Rich, thanks.